And not tzal tzror, what does it mean you took away the pebble, the stone? The arvach lo maya. And by this you made water coming in. So there's like a brook, a flow of water right outside the, on the other side of the wall. And you wanted now that that water should start coming into your field. So you take out a stone there that the water could start flowing into your field. That's a ma'isa tikkun hasoda. That's an action an owner does. And therefore, if you do this, that's a ma'isa chazaka. V'yomer Rav Asi, yomer Rav Yechanan, shtei sodois, you have two fields, one next to another. Olmeitzar echad b'neim. There's like a boundary place that comes up a little bit, a little different strip of land in between these two fields. Now, and all three of these, the two fields and the meitzar, belong to a ger, and the ger died. And now whoever comes first to make a chazaka keeps it. So now somebody comes along, hechzik b'achas mehen. If Reuven comes along and makes a chazaka, starts to build a wall around one field, l'kenoisa, and he has das to be carrying that one field. Halacha riskana, echrami, he made a chazaka in the field, he's carrying that field, he has the right to use it. It's from a ger that died, it's like hefka, he has the right to be carrying it, belongs to him. What about l'knois oisa v'yeschaverto? By making a chazaka in one field, you had in mind to be carrying this field and the next field also. You wanted to be carrying both. Halacha is oisa kana, chaverto l'kana. No. He only kind of this field that you made the chazakar in, this field that you put the fence around it, you made a chazakar in this field, you have a kinyan in this field, but not in the second field, even though you have das you want to, but there's no das to cheres matna, nobody else is helping you along. The owner died, it's hefka now. So you have to come and make the kinyan yourself, you have to make a kinyan in the property you want to be kind of. You can't stand have das in another field. What about liknois es chaverto? Let's say when you make the kinyan on this field, your mind is only to be current of the second field. This field you do not want. Just as hard for you to get to that field. So you put a fence around this field and you have in mind to be current of the second field. In such a case, the locher is af oiso loikona. That even this field now that you put the fence around, also you're not kind of. You do not have das to be current of this field. You only have das to be current of the second field. And in the second field, you did not make a kinyan. Therefore, you're not kind of anything. And we do not consider it like one big field here, because there's a meitzah, there's a boundary in between. Like this, if it would have been one big field, that's the lach. You make a small chazak in one part of the field, you're kind of the whole field. You don't have to go around to every inch of the field to make a chazak in every inch. If you want to be kind of the whole field, you make a chazak in any one part of it, the chazak helps for the whole field. But here the problem was, there was a meitzah. There was like a boundary, like some elevation there in between the two fields. So that separates the two fields. Therefore, if you make a kinyan in one field, it will help for this field. But it does not help for the second field. It's not called one big field. Here it's called two separate fields. Your kinyan does not help one for the other. Now, this is pshita. But boy, Rav Zeri asked a question like this. What's going to be hechsek b'yachas mehen, liknos oiso, v'es hametzer, v'es chaverto mahu? You make a kinyan on the right side field, but you have in mind not only to be kind of that field, but to be kind of the second left field also. And not only the left field, but you want to be kind of the mates are in between. So now, what's the locha? Do we say, mates are the arya chadu, the koni. Like maybe the boundary with the field is all called like one. So if you want to be kind of all three here, we look as if it's one big field. Before the case was, you want to be kind of one field and the second field, but not the middle meitzar. So that's called a separation. Therefore, we consider it like two separate fields. Therefore, it does not help on the second field. But maybe here it's better. Here that you have das to be kind of all three of them, the right side, the middle, and the left. So maybe we consider it all like one big field. And that's the luck. If you make any chazaka in a big field, even though you made a small chazaka, it helps for the whole field. That's from Zerushayla. Maybe no. Again, maybe here also we say, Hai l'chu d'koi, v'hai l'chu d'koi. Maybe here still it's called separate fields. L'maisa, there's a meitzah, there's a boundary in between. There's some elevation of property in between. So it still looks like two separate fields and a meitzah in between. See, even though you have that to be kind all three of them, but l'maisa, you didn't make a kinyan in the other two. You only made a kinyan on the right field. And since there's a separation between the left field and the right field, the kinyan of the right field does not help with the left field. So therefore, you would not be koina, not the meitzer and not the left field. That's a teiku. Here we learn by suffix. But the other side is maybe here it's better, because here you have das to be koina all three. Maybe since you have das on all of it, it would consider it one big field. And then a kinyan in any part of the field would help with the whole field. That's one teiku. Now, boyi rebelozer. Let's ask a question like this. Hechzik the meitzer, he only made a chazok, he started to build something on the middle platform, in the middle boundary, in between the two big fields. And he made a chazokah in the meitzer, and he had das now, liknoi shteihem now. He had das to be kind of the two side fields also. See what talofa. Me, I'm going to do is say, hi meitzer, this boundary in between the two fields, after the yaryuhu, it's like the rain of the field. It's called like part of the field. Like it's the boundary of the field, it's called like a protection, the rain, when you hold on to the field. So since you made a chazok in the middle boundary, that's considered like you made a chazok on both fields. And you would be kind of both fields. The konya would, and it would help. I do maybe no. I do still. Hai lechu dekoi. Fahai lechu dekoi. Maybe still. Each field is a field by itself. There's a right field and there's a left field. And in between there's a mesa, there's a boundary, an elevation of land there. And the elevation is also called a separate by itself. It's called the boundary. So you made a kinyan in the boundary, okay? If it have das to be kind of the boundary, that's all you would have. But the two side fields, on them you did not make a kinyan, and this kinyan does not help, it's like kona. So again, take that's the Marblaz by Sophic here also. Do we consider the boundary like the rain of the fields? And therefore it's called like you made a chazok in both fields, because this is a boundary to both fields? Or maybe no, maybe it doesn't help. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Shnei Batim, you have two houses, Zeh Lefnim Mizeh, one is inside the other one, Zeh Lefnim Mizeh. Rashi Rashbam explains, V'yapnimi, the inside house, Yesh Ladrisa Sereg Lalachitzan. Like, how do you go from inside to outside? You have to walk through the outside house. Lost it, Lashus Rav and Derech Alof. So, Kit is an outside house, and then through that, you walk to the inside house. So Shnei Batim Zulufnim Mizeh. Herzik Bechitzim. Let's say, and Sam, we're talking about again, we have belonged to a ger. He has no Yorshim and he died. So now it's like Hefka. Whoever comes first could be Zeicher in it. Now it depends. Herzik Bechitzim, if you make a kinyan in the outside house. Likinoisa and Yavdas to be kind of that, Pshita Kona. Avad, that's a good kinyan, it's Hefka now. Your kind is yours. What about Likinois Oiso of Yesapnimi? Let's say, make a kinyan in the outside house. But you have in mind to be kind of both the outside and the inside. You have in mind to be kind of both. The locher is chitzon kon. Again, that's pshita. The outside one, you made the chazakar in it. Pshita, you're kind of the outside house. And again, panimi, like kona. The inside house, you're not kind of the inside house. The inside house, you do not make a chazakar in the inside house. You only made the chazakar on the outside house. It does not help for the inside. Therefore, pshita, like kona. What's going to be Liknei sesapnimi, like I had before. Again, you made the chazaka on the outside house, and you only had in mind to be kind of the inside house, not even the outside house. In such a case, avchitzai nami lekono. So you're not kind of neither of them. Since your das was on the inside one, and you did not make a kinyan there, so therefore, you're not kind of the inside, and the outside one, you have no das to be kind of lekono klum. What's going to be the opposite way around? Again, you have two houses here. One inside the other. Now, hechzik tefnimi. You went inside through the outside house into the inside house, and you made a chazakah in the inside house. Liknoisav, you have das to be kind of the inside house again. Shita konu. Havadah is good. You went inside. You have, and you made, and again, the owner died. It was a ger shemes. So you have das now to be kind of from the inside. Very good. It's yours. What about liknois oisav yesachitzaim krono shneihem? Let's say you have das to be kind of both the inside and the outside in the chnami. Here you are kind of. Because here it's a svara like you can only get to the inside house by first walking through the outside house. It's like the outside house is necessary for the inside house. It's like meshubah to the inside house. So therefore here if you made a kinyan on the inside house and you had das to be kind of both the inside and the outside in the chnami, you take a kind of both. Because the outside here is helping, is meshubah for the inside. Otherwise you can't get to the inside house. So it's like part of the inside house, therefore the kinyan on the outside, on the inside helps, even for the outside help. What about Likmes Esachitzain? Let's say again, you made a kinyan on the inside house, but your das was only to be kind of the outside house. You did not even want the inside. Then, our Panimi Lekono, then Shiti have nothing here. Not even the inside one. Even though you made a kinyan there, but you did not have das to be kind of the inside house. You only had das to be kind of the outside house. And that you didn't make a kinyan in. If you're kind of the inside house, then we say the outside is like a tuffle to the inside. But here that the inside house, you have no das to be kind of, so you're not kind of the inside house. Just the outside house by itself, you cannot be kind of a tuffle if you don't have the yikr. Therefore here it's like chronicle. Now, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Bar Avua, Haboine Paltarin Gedolim, V'nichsei Hager. You go down to property that was owned by a ger that died. So Tefka, you could be kind of. And you went down to that property and you build yourself a palace there. Haboine Paltarin, you build yourself a palace. A big one. And Nichsei Hager, Ubo Acher, another person comes. Fehem and Lo, Delosois, he puts doors on, Kona. If you know, the second one is Kona, the field. Not the first one. The second one is. Smur says, my time, what's the reason? The reason is, Kamo Livni Biyamu Diapach. The first one only wanted to build there. We do not see that he made a kinyan to be Kona it. The second one, by putting up a door, that's a chazokah. That's called Godar, Geder, Geder North, Geder Porat. If you made a Geder, that's a chazokah. So the second one that put up the door, that's a chazokah. But the first one that just went to build it, we do not see a chazokah. The Rashbam says, Kamo Livni Biyamu Diapach. Hofach Levonim Biyalma. He just moved around the bricks. The Sidram Zelzeh, he put them one on top of another. The Chol Zaman Shloi Hemed Losois. Kozman did not put up the doors of the house. My covered, what did he do? Mikora Ayla Baravcha Vashtal Baravcha. At the beginning and at the end, you walk in there. He didn't do anything. So, Okradnan, Noel Bagoda, Dino Hamada, the Losois. Avobona Koshula Katani. Stam, you built something there, that's not a Kenyan. Like it doesn't show you own it yet. It just stopped being Mesader. The ownership, like the final thing is putting up the doors. See, you're also the one that put up the doors. He'd be kind. Omer Rav Gimi Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Loza, Hamoitzi Paltarim V'Nichsi Ager, again, a ger that owned the big palace, now the ger dies, it's Hefka. So you come down there, V'Sad V'Hem Siyadechot, and you, Sirashev Tiach, the Sid, you put cement, you put plaster over one wall, Oikir Echot, or else you, right, the response says, Tiura Mechotin Oikir, you like carve out on one wall a picture. You make some engravement on the walls. So konam, that's enough to say you're kind of the whole house. That's called a kinyan, that's called a tikkun. In the house, that's a kinyan. Just like we had before, a tikkun in the carpet is a kinyan. Here also, a tikkun in the house is called a kinyan. The kamo, Rashi says, how much nicer do you have to make it to say you're kind of the house? Or Merab Yosef, amo. It's enough if you just did one amo. One amma's width or height of the wall, you made a picture there, you made it nicer, you improved it, that's a chazaka. Oh, my Rav Chizda, well, can I get a Pesach? You know, it also has to be in front of the Pesach. Rashi says, Derek, can he say Pesach Abayis? Bekoisol, Shekinegdoi, Tisham Niru Yoysel Anoi. Now, there it looks nice. Opposite the door, when you first come into the house, you have a picture on the wall there, there it looks very nice. Al Mokam Achar, Tzfei Miyama Boi. There could be other places of the house. If you don't come and look at it right away, then maybe you need more. Then you need more of just an amma to beautify the house to say you have a kinyan. Here that we say an amma alone is enough, that's only right opposite the entrance to the door. Omar Rav Amram, Hai Milso, Omar Lord Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us over this halacha, the Anahirun Einayim Imasnissim, and we lit up our eyes from the Mishnah. We have a proof from this, from the Mishnah. It says, Hamatziya matzois v'nichsi hager. Again, you have the property that belonged to a ger, and then he died. So you go now, and you matziya matzois. You spread out your beds. You spread out your blankets. Rashi says v'shochav shom al hakarka, and you lie down there on the ground. You spread out a blanket on the floor, and you lie down there. The next day, Gerus Kona. You take the current, the field belongs to you now. The Afagav, Deloy, Haino, Noah, Vegedo, Porat, even though it's not called a real tikkun, you didn't like build the wall or make an opening there. So let tikkun, shum tikkun, Makako, Ela, Shenana, Gufam, and Akako. So I said, your body, you yourself, has some enjoyment from the karka. You went down, then you're sleeping now in the karka. So you're having enjoyment from the karka. But you didn't do any improvement, you didn't fix the karka. That's the chiddush here. The fact that you're using the karka for your own use, that's also called the chazaka. Not only do you have to fix up the karka, but it's enough if you just use it. You have use for yourself, that's also called the chazaka. Rashbam says, how do we know this? Karka nikta v'chazaka b'kudushin min akroa v'shovu b'yarechim asher tefastem ma tefastem yeshiva. Learn out Kinyi Chazaka from this Pasuk of that after the war they went back and they lived in the Karka. So you see, just yeshiva, just sitting in the Karka, is also a Kinyi Chazaka. It says here also, Mishnah, that a Matsiyah Matsoy is Nichta Ger, you spread out your blankets on the property of the Ger after he died, so Kona. And the Anirim and Naim Masnissin, Mahi, now where's the Mishnah? The Tanya was this. Now this is what Rosh Hashanah said over. This is what Rosh Hashanah said over to them. And they said, when they heard this, we lit our eyes up from a Mishnah. Now the question is, where's the Mishnah? The Masnis Mai, where is it? Tatani, we learn like this. Ketzad v'chazaka. What's the case of chazaka? This is the Gemara in Kedushin. When you want to be cutting a karka with chazaka, how is it the chazaka? Ketzad v'chazaka. It says clearly, no aloy manoloy, if you lock the door, or hit aloy manoloy, so you open up the door. You open up the lock. Or shahulach kelov akrov, lebeis amerchas. It's here it's talking about a kinyan of an Evid. Rashi says, Rashbam, an Evid Kenani. Talking about an Evid Kenani. An Evid Kenani is like Karka, you can be carrying him the Kester and the Chazaka. And now the Kedusha, Shenikna, the Chazaka Koi. So Noilum is Avdil the Rabbi. That means Sheshima Shloi, Evid the Rabbi and the Chazaka. Vechein Kulam. Yeah. So it says again, Nachum. It says, Tanya, Kesa the Chazaka. What's the Chazaka with an Evid Kenani? Noilum and Olif. That means that the Evid tied the master's shoes. No lomanoli, put on his shoes. Or he hit the lomanoli, or else he took off his shoes. That's called the chazaka. In other words, the owner is being mishamish, is like using the evid. So you see, using something is called the chazaka. Or shahulach kelev akla beisam efes. Or else the master is going out to take a bath, and the evid is there carrying his clothing. Veshita, he takes off his clothing. Vechitza, he washes him. Socha, he scrubs him. Garda, he rubs him. Vilbisha, then he dresses him. Then he learns, he puts on his shoes, any one of these things. If an Eved Kenani does one of these things for his master, that's also called the Kinyan Chazaka. The master is kind of the Eved Kenani with these actions. Or else, Vihegdiya Konor, because if the Eved ticks up the master, that's also a Kinyan. Yeah. Alright, turn over. Yeah. So Omer Reb Shimon says, Loi te chazoka gedolah mihagbor. Chazoka should not be greater than hagbor picking up. Shehagbor koina b'chol mokoin. There's a Shimon's like proven of last halacha that if the Eved ticked up the master, that should also be a kinyan. Because all over hagbor is koina. So here that we have a case that if the kinyan is chazoka, pshita hagbor should also be good picking him up. So Omer will soon explain. My kama, like, what are you talking about? What's going on here? Where's the kinyan hagbo over here? Hochi kama, this is what I mean to say. Hegeviyo l'raboi kona. If the Eved ticks up the master, that's the kinyan chazaka. That's called the master's being mishtamish, is using the Eved. What's going to be hegeviyo raboloi? What's going to be if the master picks up the Eved? The master wants to make a kinyan hagbo. He wants to be kind his Eved kanani by picking him up. So what's going to be Higibiyah, Rabbi Loi, the master picks up the Eved Kenani, Loi Kono, there's no such kinyan. That's not a chazoka. It's not called the master of the Mishtamish. He's like using the Eved. He's not picking it up. There's no kinyan. On this, Rav Shimon says back, no. Loi Tehei Chazoka Gedoyla Mihagbor. If a kinyan chazoka helps, for sure a kinyan hagbor should also help. Sure, this hagbor is not a chazoka, but it's a kinyan hagbor. The master is picking up the Eved Kenani. Shehagbor kainah b'chol makom, because hagbor helps all over. That's what Reb Shimon meant to say. And that's the law that's the Mishnah, and that's the proof for Rosh Hashanah. And as we were saying before also, there's such a kinyan chazon.